Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Leanne Porter is my guest on Hour 2. She heads up Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank in Galesburg, the warehouse over there at 77 South Henderson in the old Protex Hall building. And that's where the millionth diaper giveaway event will be as you distribute your million diaper. I mean, it won't be a contest. We're not giving away. But that you've distributed to help out parents, single moms, single dads in some cases, who can't afford diapers. And Leanne had this need back when she was going through a divorce in 2004. And then several years later, finally started Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank out of, well, a definite need in the area. The closest one to Galesburg was with the period stuff for feminine products, incontinence. And diapers was in Champaign if you needed those, if you had those needs. Now they're here in Galesburg. If someone is listening right now and they have those needs, they need to go through your partner agencies. How do they get a hold of Loving Bottoms to get some diapers?
They do. So we have, because of my experience with having to, you know, have this person say go to this place and this person say go to this place and this person say go to this place, I never wanted to be another place that somebody was told that they needed to go to.
Go to a different place. Yeah.
Because it's hard and you feel like you have to go in and like justify your need to somebody.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to put our products in places where people could get other services.
Yeah.
Where there was some form of other wraparound or physical good that they could get if they were in need.
Salvation Army made sense for you.
Yeah. So the Salvation Army was our very first partner agency. They have a food pantry. They have Pathways of Hope. You know, sometimes they've got help with, they've got like a homeless prevention type thing. So sometimes they can help with rental assistance or different types of programs that they have. And so we put the diapers there and they were thankfully willing to take a chance on us because nobody knew who I was.
Yeah.
And I was going around saying, hey, I want to bring you diapers every month. And people were like, you're going to do what? So they were willing to take a chance on me and it worked out well. And they have, you know, been our first partner and are still our partner. And so that's one of our walk-ins. But now we have 23 partners that service 8 counties throughout the region. So all the counties that touch Knox County are partnered with us, as well as Tazewell County. So
would you say lovingbottoms.org is a great place to start?
Yes. So go there. If you go to lovingbottoms.org/diapers, I know it says /diapers, but you're going to be able to find out about the period supplies and continence products also. Because like we've got the V&A here in town is great to go for our senior products, because who better to put our senior stuff with than the V&A,
yeah,
honestly. And so, you know, we have it there. We've got the Regional Office of Education in the area with their prenatal to 3 program that just is a awesome support service for families with, you know, developmental screenings and parent support and classes and all kinds of awesomeness. And the diapers come with it.
Leanne, I'm damned impressed of what you put together over the last 5 years.
It's good. It's nice.
You've done good, yeah. But you've had so much help with volunteers. If someone's like, I want to volunteer for Loving Bottoms, I've heard about this, I want to be a part of it. Can you do that? Can I just...
Absolutely.
How do I volunteer?
I can't wrap a million diapers by myself.
Right, and you have people wrap? You have shelves, shelving and boxing? What do volunteers do?
So every Monday night from 6:30 to 8, we have volunteers come and they help actually package the diapers into bundles of 25 with us or pack the period kits. And so that's like an open opportunity. You can go to our website, lovingbottoms.org. We do have people sign up because with COVID, we've got, you know, restrictions on how many people we let come in. So we do ask that everybody register to make sure we don't have too many people show up. But you can register there and it happens every Monday. But we also have groups come in. We've had 4-H groups, youth groups, local service organizations, all that kind of stuff come and they can just schedule those to be able to come out and volunteer with us as well. And it's great. And then we've got, you know, committees. If somebody's like, you know, I really love helping with fundraising.
Well, you've grew out of.
We love to have people that have other skills because no one person has all the skills.
Yeah.
So you've got to find the people that are that have those talents and treasures that they can bring and help kind of crowdsource all of the awesomeness.
It takes a person to be open to, you know, you needed help and develop this, and you couldn't do this on your own. A big thing to do, right?
Yeah.
To start Loving Bottoms, and it's so great to have a team behind you and know that you have support if you need it. I've saw pictures of some kids in the warehouse helping out. Your kids go on occasion?
My kids go, too.
Yeah.
So they're kind of voluntold to a certain degree.
Voluntold.
They're voluntold to a certain degree. They definitely put in a lot of time in the early days.
You know how many moms you just gave a new word to?
Voluntold.
Or grandmas?
Yes.
Voluntold.
Yes.
That's so great.
They've been voluntold a lot. Toby, my youngest, he definitely is like, don't you have volunteers that can help? but at 14, that's typical.
That's the answer you're going to get.
Yeah, but I mean, my husband was out this morning taking our boxes to recycling for us. So he's kind of my behind-the-scenes recycling guy.
Yeah.
So my family does a ton. They moved the warehouse for me. Obviously, during the shelter-in-place, we couldn't, you know, easily have... It was hard just to have volunteers in to do the wrapping that we needed. So my family... Move to the warehouse.
Is it possible you could grow out of this warehouse too? Or do you see?
No
space?
Not unless they bring somebody else in because it's a shared warehouse. So not unless they rent out the empty part of the warehouse.
Yeah.
So if they did that, then I guess maybe we could. But if they don't, there is room that we could just expand.
All those steps along the way have been great growth and so awesome.
They have.
Yeah. And I bet if every one of those women... or moms or grandmas, you know.
We do. We have a lot of
yes, sure. I was raised by my grandparents.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Would thank you for what you do and what Loving Bottoms. And you can be a part of that millionth diaper. They distribute their millionth diaper coming up on Wednesday. We'll tell you all about the event after this as we wrap up our time with Leanne Porter. She heads up Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank. You can check out more. See all that you need to know. They're local. They're right here in Galesburg, Illinois. People you know. Leanne's sitting right across from me right now. She's really someone who cares about these needs. Lovingbottoms.org. We'll be back after this on Galesburg Live.